Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to the Maricopa County Farm Bureau Ag Report. First, I'd like to say a huge thank you to all who joined us for our annual meeting last week. We got a lot of work done and had a jam-packed agenda with guests like Sheriff Sheridan, the Arizona Department of Water Resources, Senator Dunn, and Arizona Farm Bureau President Boltz. If you missed us last week, be sure to join us on our next event. You can find all that's happening on our website, maricopacountyfb.org. In Aggie news this week, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins joined Texas Governor Greg Abbott in announcing the plans for a new sterile fly facility in Texas with a $100 million investment. This is the largest initiative to date in the battle against the New World screwworm. Secretary Rollins nods her head to the success of this endeavor, to the collaboration and coordination with the USDA and other partner agencies such as the FDA, EPA, DOE, CPB, as well as partnerships with state governments, agriculture commissioners, and veterinarians. The facility is scheduled for completion by the end of 2025. In local news, the ADWR has approved groundwater transfer from the Harquahala Basin to ease pressures from urban growth. Details on this can be heard on our episode from July 30th, All About Water. A reminder that the Arizona Department of Agriculture still has the public comment period open for the Livestock Operator Fire and Flood Assistance Program. The next public hearing is set for today, August 20th at 10 a.m. The link can be found on our website. Have you ever thought about succession planning and immediately thought, that can wait? The reality is that without a plan in place, your legacy is in jeopardy. It is a complicated topic and process, and Farm Bureau is here to help. The Changing Hands Seminar, hosted on November 4th from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Sheraton Mesa Hotel at Wrigleyville, can give you the jumpstart that you need to ensure your succession plan is complete. For more information on how you can attend, you can contact Katie Booth at azfb.org. The link can also be found on our website. Thanks for tuning in to another AgReport Week here at Arizona Agriculture Connection. Catch you next week. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, maricopacountyfb.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.